and welcome to the Carol Platt Lebow Show. Smart talk for real women and the men who love them. We're going to talk about everything from politics to parenting, careers to culture, economics to education, faith to fashion, and much, much more. I'm hoping to take your calls, 1-800-520-1234. And please do connect with me and give me your thoughts. You can reach me through carollebow.com. And now we are delighted to be joined by Ann Sorok, who is the founder of the Frontier Lab, a marketing nonprofit. You can reach them at www.thefrontierlab.org. She's the author of several research studies on activism. She's worked on Capitol Hill and, in fact, was in charge of marketing for Manwich. She holds a BA in history from Johns Hopkins and an MBA from Cornell. And she also blogs at Legal Insurrection. Hey, Ann, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I think this might be my crowning achievement and a new home for women on the radio. I'm so excited.
Well, thanks. We're grateful you're here and delighted to have you. And we wanted to talk about marketing politics to women. And what did you learn about polling and politics and women from your work at Manwich?
So much. I hope it's not becoming my shtick at this point. But, you know, I was an MBA. I did the traditional, that year between your first and second years of business school, and I went to Conagra Foods to work on Manwich. And you'd be surprised at how much Manwich has in common, I think, with today's GOP. And I'll explain that, because one of the things I found out, and I was put in charge of innovation. For those of you who aren't familiar, Manwich is this watered-down Sloppy Joe sauce. One of the first things I found is that the core customer for Manwich is women. And more than that, it's women who want to nurture their families and provide stability and lasting memories. And I think that the GOP has that same appeal to women, and I'd like to apply some of the really cutting-edge marketing techniques I've been learning through my time in the private sector, and more recently at the Frontier Lab, to branding and marketing conservative values.
So tell us, Anne, are women a different type of political consumer than men, and how so? I mean, what is unique about trying to reach women effectively when you're having a political message you want to spread?
They're absolutely unique. And then again, they're unique within their own gender. But, you know, I think one of the things we found, and I've done quite a few studies where I use what is called the deep values or laddering approach. And what that is if you can imagine sitting on a psychologist's couch and sort of dissecting the deeper reasons and emotions that people feel. In my case, I look at how they feel about political ideas. We're able to sort of map women's psyches and other groups of political consumer psyches. And one of the things we've found is unique about women is, for example, they're very skeptical of new information. We have to be very careful when we're trying to present new ideas to them, that we cite our sources and we show that we're not trying to manipulate. At the same time,
and so in other words, Anne, just the fact that it's our opinion, women sort of tend to say, "Well, says who?" Right?
Exactly. And, you know, they want to make the decisions up for themselves, and they're passionate. They could hold a grudge and be very loyal. On the other hand, we need to understand that you cannot talk to women in the same way you talk to men. You can't talk to all women in the same way either.
Sure.
We found that independent women or swing women, when they're going to swing right, one of the things that they are looking for is predictability, to provide security to their family, hope, patriotism. That's what the independent women are buying into when we do find that we're able to get them to vote to the right. But on the other hand, that we have grassroots activist women, who many of whom look up to Sarah Palin as a great example of someone who achieved on her own and inspired them to get involved in politics, many for the first time. And what we're starting to find is really on the right, this is our heyday for women. You know, the left would not like us to know this or to tell this story, but I believe we're living in one of the most politically active eras for women. So looking at what motivates us, what emotions we're going through, all these things are very important.
And Anne, before we start talking more specifically about the political candidates, I wanted to invite you, America, anyone listening, give us a call, 1-800-520-1234, and talk to us about how you think that the GOP and Mitt Romney can more effectively talk to women who are out there who are persuadable and who Republicans are going to need to persuade if they are to have a chance of retaking the White House this November. And so give us a call, 1-800-520-1234. We want your thoughts and your opinions about the messaging. Anne, talk to me about what women are looking for in political candidates. I mean, is Mitt Romney the kind of person who is capable of appealing to women? And if so, why?
Absolutely. But I did an interesting study, and I called it What Women Want. And I looked at what I call the brand champions of the different, at that point, Republican primary candidates. And I sort of, again, mapped them. Why are they buying into these different candidates? And the good news is that there's a different sort of champion for each of those people who are in the running. And the Romney champion has very strong emotions that he can tap into, and some of those are that they feel, if you compare Romney and the other candidates in a way to a potential mate, Romney's that solid guy who you know is never going to cheat on you. He may not be the most exciting guy, but he's going to get you home from the party. So they feel, the women who love Romney feel he's on their side, that he has pride in America, they can provide faith in the future, that he's going to build something that will be strong and reliable for their future generations. That's a huge way to talk to women, is to talk about future generations and how you're going to impact their children and grandchildren.
Okay, well, so, Anne, but let me just, I don't want to interrupt you, but I was wondering, you know, I have also heard people, probably more on the left and somewhat cruelly, say that the problem with Mitt Romney is that he is going to remind every woman of her first husband. Well, I mean, that assumes all of us have first husbands. Well, I'm still on my first husband, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Is that a valid criticism? And if so, how do you think he should be overcoming that?
I think maybe only to people on the left.
Fair enough.
I'm not sure it is going to be quite effective. You know, it is true he's not that exciting. And that's kind of what women are looking for right now. Some of the other candidates, when we mapped their values, you know, a Newt Gingrich might have been seen as the bad boy choice, or a Rick Santorum really sort of got women excited and felt like he was going to bring you into the fight. But at the end of the day, as our country is going through a lot of turmoil and instability and concerns about what's going to be around for our children, forget about our grandchildren, Mitt Romney shouldn't be shying away from his brand attributes, as I would call them, of stability, strength, predictability. You know, these are going to relate to other, to help other women relate to him, and I think he should double down on them and forget what the left's saying.
Okay. Well, Anne, let me ask you this. And again, America, please feel free, give us a call, 1-800-520-1234, because in the next segment, I want to talk to you about Anne's comments and what you think Mitt Romney and the GOP can do effectively to reach out to women, to help spread our message, and to try and persuade women who are capable of being persuaded. Now, let me ask you this, Anne, for those of us who have committed to a candidate and really believe in one candidate or the other, in the minute we've got left, tell me, how can they feel most useful in doing that?
Well, you know, getting involved has been the story, I think, of the last 4 years even. So there's so many ways that you can help contribute to that concerns that a lot of women have, again, about those other generations. And it could be as simple as volunteering at a local campaign office. But I actually think websites where you can learn information and feel like you do have the confidence to share with other women at the bus stop or with other women at...
Anne, let me ask you this. Can you stay with us for a few minutes into the next segment? We'll talk to you then. That's Anne Sorok of the Frontier Lab. This is Carol Platt-Lebow on the Carol Platt-Lebow Show. We will be right back to take your calls and talk more with Anne Sorok. the Carol Platt Lebow Show, Smart Talk for Real Women and the Men Who Love Them. And we are going to get to your calls at 1-800-520-1234 very shortly. But right now, we still have with us Ann Sorok, a marketing expert and someone who has worked in political marketing, especially to women. And Ann, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Ann, so talk to me a little bit about how women who have committed to a candidate can contribute most usefully. In other words, how can they further that candidate's cause in their own circle?
Right. Well, I think one of the things we did find is that for women especially, our social circles are incredibly important to us. And that's in the past perhaps led to some of our reticence. I know I've, on my own part, not wanting to talk about politics, not wanting to
bring
them up.
You don't want to make your buddies mad.
Exactly. But at the same time, we understand this is D-Day. This is, you know, the time when we need to convince our friends and neighbors, where we need to stop being quiet about what our core beliefs are. And I think that women will be surprised at how much they do have in common with others. And again, when we talk about those core intrinsic values, freedom, free enterprise, stability, worrying about our country's future, and protecting that American dream.
And worrying about our children's future. I mean, I have 5-year-olds. I want to make sure that there's still a wonderful country left for them.
Exactly. And to your question of what can we do, I think since we know that it's those social circles where women share information and, get yourself educated. If you don't know about, you know, foreign policy, if you don't know about the budget, that's okay. But just understand what is it out there that are core issues in the campaign. And I think they're pretty easy in this one. We just saw Romney give a rousing speech today in Pennsylvania where he said this election is pretty much about a completely different view of America. Obama doesn't believe we built anything ourselves. So understand that this isn't an election where you need to know specifics. This is an election where you need to stand up for very broad and easy to understand principles.
And really, Anne, people aren't terribly convinced, at least in my experience, by someone who can just spout a bunch of facts and figures, because numbers are generally sort of, I don't know, they just all sort of float by, at least float by me, like so much sort of water off a duck's back.
Right. I mean, and I don't know. I think that, you know, we don't want to look at this as trying to convince so much as sparking that little fire. Again, I've just been so impressed by many of the women I've talked to who have engaged in politics for the first time in the past 4 years. People are waiting to get involved. They're wanting to get involved. If you can just light a little fire in your circles, whether it be, again, at the bus stop, you know, at your bridge game, whatever it may be, I think that being the first one to bring that up, it sounds scary, it sounds intimidating, but you're going to be rewarded. And frankly, we have to do it.
Well, Anne, so tell me, as someone who is sort of used to mapping the female psyche when it comes to politics, you know, tell me, I mean, so say that you're sitting at lunch with your girlfriends, or you're talking in carpool line, or you run into a friend at the grocery store. How would you sort of initiate the conversation?
Well, I actually just did it myself. You know, I try to stay out of politics as long as I can sometimes.
No, I know. I've made my friends mad before. I try and sort of ramp it down sometimes, but I don't think we can this year.
I'm taking tennis lessons. I'm restarting after the first time in, I think, 20 years since I played when I was around in my early teens. But I thought, well, this is the one area where nobody needs to know I'm a crazy, wacko, conservative, and I can just keep it quiet. But I couldn't help myself because I was there right when they were announcing the results of the Supreme Court Obamacare decision. And I think that and I was surprised by the reaction I had when I just mentioned, you know, this is coming out. What do you all think? So instead of telling them what I thought, I started with a question, what are you thinking about this? And I think that,
you know, that's so smart, isn't it? Letting the other person tell you what they think first and engaging on their level. Because I think a lot of women, if you look at the men who are the most successful with women, it's the ones that you feel like are actually listening to you.
That's true. I mean, you know what? It's a tenet of marketing. It's a tenet of what the Frontier Lab does. We try to listen to the conversation and not impose our views. So in order to be a good marketer, we say don't be a me marketer. Don't say, okay, this is what I like about Romney, and this is how we're going to sell it. And to a certain extent, that's what I'm dealing with in my world. A lot of the pollsters, they happen to be men. even the focus group people, they get answers that they want to hear. So when we start from that place of listening, only good things can come. And the good news is that America is a center-right country, and women are center-right as well. And I think that instead of regurgitating the talking points, or as you said, regurgitating the statistics that nobody wants to hear, listening is a good first step.
I think you're right. You know, and before we take a call or two together, Anne, you know, the thing that always blows me away are the people who try and tell you, like, for example, if you're trying to find someone and you're trying to hire someone, who tell you why they want the job instead of telling you why you should want them to have the job. And it seems to me the analog in that, in trying to convince people, isn't to tell them, as you were saying, why I support Mitt Romney. It's really why, you know, you should support Mitt Romney, without saying you, but sort of talk about why America needs someone like Mitt Romney, why it's going to help all of us.
Right, exactly. And again, that's why when we did this research at the Frontier Lab, when we looked at, okay, why do those who really love Romney like him? Then you use those insights to convert those sort of squishy people over. And, you know, we are a nonprofit. We are not in the business of converting people over to any candidate. But we do like to look at different psyches. And I looked at Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as well, and actually quite a large study that's available on our website called Liberal Leadership. And there's a very interesting dynamic that you'll have to have me back on to talk about how people on the left choose between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because they tap into quite different values.
That's interesting. Well, hey, you want to stick with me, Anne, and shall we take a call? Let's talk to Anita in Houston. Hey, Anita, you're on with Carol and Anne.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to answer the question that you asked earlier about what women might be wanting to think about or need to think about if they're going to be won over to vote for candidate Romney. And I just think that as a woman, if my husband came home to me and said, honey, we are going to spend way more money than I make or that we make, and we are going to be fine in the long haul, and it's not going to bother the kids, that is not something that I, as a woman, can sleep well at night knowing.
Yep.
And I think that women just need to have this problem that the current administration and our present economy has created. I think they just need it explained to them logically. And I think a lot of women will be won over by just the logical, not deep facts. I mean, just like the basics.
Well, Anita, thank you so much for sharing your insight. And we're going to get back, especially in the next segment, to Kevin and Mike. We love women on the Carol Platt-Lebow Show, and all the others who are waiting to talk about how they think Mitt Romney and the GOP can most effectively reach out to persuadable women. We want to hear your thoughts. 1-800-520-1234. Anne, thanks so much for being with us. That was Anne Sorok, the founder of the Frontier Lab, thefrontierlab.org. So we'll be back. This is the Carol Platt-Lebow Show, smart talk for real women and the men who love them. Stick with us. More marketing, politics, and everything that matters. Be right back.